Are you hearing the truth?
When asked to put your name on the line.
Because it is petition signing season in Michigan.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
When you go to vote tomorrow.
And you are going to go vote tomorrow.
It is very possible you will be greeted at the polls by a petition circulator.
These circulators need you, registered voters, because in order to get a question on next year's ballot, they need to submit enough signatures to the state. Now, maybe you've already seen these folks trying to get you to sign a petition, maybe regarding marijuana legalization or the redistricting campaign.
Or whether Lansing should move to a part-time legislature.
But here's a crazy truth. Those petition circulators who are asking for your signature, they are not legally obligated to tell you the truth about what you are signing.
Now, we're not saying all these circulators are purposely misleading people.
Not at all. Maybe the folks asking for your signature don't know exactly what the question would do. Many are actually paid per signature they gather, so it's often more important to them to get a signature than it is to make sure the question is thoroughly explained.
There's nothing in Michigan law that prevents somebody with a petition from lying to them.
State Representative Jeremy Moss, Democrat from Southfield, he and some fellow Democrats and a couple Republicans want more regulations when it comes to petition signature gathering.
We've seen this deception used in many election cycles before, so it's time to say enough is enough, and there has to be a restoration of integrity in ballot drives and petition gathering.
Including what a circulator can say about what exactly a ballot question would do, and consequences if that circulator lies.
The legislation would also end the per-signature payment for circulators, end that financial incentive to lie, and instead require them to be paid by the hour.
But enforcing this new legislation, it would be difficult. Like on any given day, if there are dozens and dozens of people gathering signatures throughout the state, is someone really going to be listening to every single pitch that is made, making sure it's legally accurate?
Right. Can the state seriously expect to regulate hundreds of thousands of one-on-one conversations?
And let's be clear, very often ballot question language is crafted to be misleading.
Or at least obscure.
Now, these bills are not likely to be adopted. Powerful interests like the status quo.
But this legislation does call attention to ways the petition process can mislead voters in what's supposed to be citizen-initiated democracy.
But there is something you can do.
On the top of every petition, there is a summary, a shorthand of what it's supposed to do. Ignore it.
Right. Turn the petition over. On the back there, you can read exactly what the initiative or amendment would do.
Make sure you know what you're signing. After all, it's your name on the line, helping to decide the future of your state.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.